Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What time is it?
Time for another fanshmabulous episode of
The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You've got me, Mr. Magnanimous. Love everybody.
So, you want to get high and listen to some record?
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not nice. Oh, please. I think you're on a mission to damage my credibility.
You're really a broken toy, aren't you?
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I'm confused. I don't even remember, but I must have found it funny.
Hey, that figures, you know?
Yeah, sure does.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Your visit is always discreet.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday pre-Thanksgiving Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. We have the three-man booth for you on the final day of the week for us. We'll be enjoying some time with our families. I could very easily get an invite to the Dudas based on what I'm starting to see. Duda, we'll get into it later.
No, you're not. You're not. Not from this guy. You want to call
anybody? I didn't say you.
Yeah, well.
I said the Dudas.
Yeah.
And
everybody just needs to settle down.
You have to admit that could happen. It's within the realm.
Why? You want to take anything else from me?
Why are you so angry?
I'm just.
What is going on?
You're getting
today?
On my nerves, man. I mean, it's me. He made it for me. I'll get the invite. Me. It's me. It's my pie. It's me. Just stop it.
Don't bring up the pie. Don't.
Well, Jason,
like it's my favorite ever, and she hasn't made it for years, and she doesn't make it for me. She made you guys a pie. Like we're just giving these things away now. Just giving them away. I'd rather give you my kidney than that pie.
She made you guys. Okay.
Okay. Sweet. My pie.
My pie? I don't know what you're mad about.
I'm not even going to eat the pie.
You came in today with a little mix of Chex and Cheez-Its and pretzels, and it's outstanding and a big tin of it. We appreciate it. And yeah, then you had a sweet potato pie.
Tin was a lot bigger than I said to give you.
And we appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you guys are going to enjoy my stuff. It's awesome.
Well, when your better half said, hey, take this over there today, what was your reaction?
It wasn't favorable for you.
For
As
me.
As a matter of fact.
But for Jeff, it was fine.
No, it was for neither one of you. As a matter of fact.
What about Debbie?
Well, Debbie, I feel bad about not bringing it. But anyways, let's get back to what actually happened. So she puts the bag by the door, so I was supposed to bring that to you guys. Well, I may have accidentally, purposely forgot to grab the bag and went to the garage and started putting the door up. And then all of a sudden, I hear the door stop, and she's standing there, stopped the door with the bag and put it in the car. So that's why you got it. So then I'm thinking to myself, why are they getting a whole pie? So as I was driving over here, I'm like, because it's me, I have a fork in the car. So I cut a piece off in the car and ate it just outside your house.
What a terrible.
Before I could bring it in.
I hope Dia heard that.
I felt better about that.
I hope your wife heard that.
I felt so much better.
My goodness.
I had to check it, make sure it was okay.
Unbelievable.
So mad.
We're very appreciative, Dia.
Well, I'm glad that.
And
you're
I think
happy.
I speak for Jeff.
Yeah, speak for me. Do whatever you got to do.
Listen, you're the one thumbing through the thing and just eating the Cheez-Its.
Who cares what I'm eating?
Eat the whole thing.
I'll eat what I want. That's I'll annoying. Eat what I like.
Got no, some, that's for both
of
us.
Got you guys
no?
something, and then you're just picking out this and that.
As
it's
I mentioned, this guy sitting across from me has 9 boxes of Cheez-Its in his pantry. I don't feel bad about eating the Cheez-Its. I wouldn't feel
this
bad if he didn't have Cheez-Its.
This is a different kind of Cheez-It, though.
Is it?
It's a little.
You just said it was.
Yeah, you said the best Cheez-Its I ever had. And if you eat another one, I'll kill you.
Because they're roasted.
Here's put them one. Away.
She roasts
Dude,
them.
Dude, make them stop.
She throws them in the oven. What? I don't get to eat them, so what? You guys fight over it. It's fine with me.
I might let you borrow a handful.
I already had a bunch of handfuls.
No, you didn't.
Well, then quit whining, for God's sake.
Roasted Cheez-Its, that's the secret?
However she does it, they're in the oven for like an hour.
Now, what pies are you going to have tomorrow? What pies are
Sweet potato
your...
pie.
Oh, so you're going to have that.
She's well, yeah, made... but we're taking it, so like it's not like I get the whole pie. I'll get a piece or
well,
two.
Well, couldn't she bake an extra one just for the family or
well,
not?
Well, she could.
Or you just be happy with what you get.
I should be. You're right. But I'm not. Okay? I'm not.
Yeah, is that the
everyone
needs
it's
to get
my
over
favorite
it.
Thing she makes. It's awesome.
Well, I've had it before. You brought us a sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I should have never
previously.
Should have never brought that over.
Now let me ask you
and
this.
And then she made other she
are any other pies in the mix?
No. Don't need them with that thing. Sweet potato
well, we
pie.
Got, we went to Village Inn and picked up some pie for tomorrow.
That's good.
And then I've got a pumpkin pie coming tomorrow. And I got a little cherry pie today.
Well, they're not going to beat that one. But I'm glad you got pies for the weekend. That's pretty good.
Thank you. You're softening your touch a little bit. Jeff's the one that's just as angry.
I'm so tired of this.
I needed to vent.
Well, then, you know what? Don't participate in three-man booth.
Okay, I'm not in this sham of a segment.
What's a sham of a segment?
I don't know.
What's your problem?
You?
I'm ready to knock you out right now.
Let's go.
It's almost that time.
If you can get out of that chair, I'll lay you a punch.
Why is Duda a problem? He brought a nice
Yeah, what happened?
Check he can't just be friendly about it. He's got to be angry at us.
I kind of get it.
I told you I had to vent, and I'm okay now.
I kind of get it. You know,
what
this is
your favorite stuff. What if we took Nettie Harris and just gave him to somebody for a
I'd
little
I'd kill
while?
You.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
This is personal to Duda.
But he's getting pie.
Yeah, but he...
Not getting the whole pie.
He could have this whole pie, is the way he looks
That's
at it.
That's right.
And instead, Dia, who's wonderful, and thank you, Dia, apparently is not going to make a sweet potato pie just for her husband this year.
You know what
year.
You could
and
do?
And I don't mind. I'm fine with that.
I know you're fine with that. I can't let that go. She did say, just go get the stuff and I'll make you a couple on the weekend.
Well, then
what are you complaining about?
Because it's like 3 days away.
Or you know
goodness.
What you could do?
What?
You could go get the stuff and make it yourself.
No, don't do it as good.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not the same.
That's on you.
I wouldn't try making a pie. That takes true skill,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, it would turn into like a... scrambled egg pie, or it would look awful.
My mother made the best pies, any kind of pie. Lemon meringue, she just dominated. It's just unbelievable what that woman could cook.
Lemon meringue pies are so good.
And she could do it. We often had lemon meringue pie.
Ugh.
And it might be my favorite pie.
They're it's right up there.
What's your favorite pie?
Pizza.
Pizza pie? I get
no,
it.
No, really. What's your favorite?
You don't
eat
like pie.
Pie.
No, I don't like crust on my sweets.
The crust is the best part.
Nah, well then give me a crust. I'm just...
Duda, you know, we have long talked about, and jokingly so, you and perhaps others, probably would need others at this point, taking Jeff out. Now...
That would...
I think that's more relevant now than ever. I've never seen a guy who needs taken down.
I don't know what his deal is. I don't get it.
Yesterday put me in a foul mood. I don't know that I'm over it.
What
the,
yesterday?
The technical difficulties doing the show from
you
the
roll
phone.
Past that.
So you were mad about that? How about myself?
Wasn't really mad. Why?
You're like, why don't you just go? Why don't you just leave?
That's no,
what
that's not what I said. That's
that
not at all what
no
I said.
No point in you being here. You might as well just go. So I was like, fine, I'll leave. Jeff's mad.
I wasn't mad. It's just like, you didn't want to do that. You didn't want to do that. You didn't want to sit on your phone for 2 hours and...
Well, you could have asked, Duda, do you want to do the phone?
He had
or would
no
you
desire
rather leave?
Being around. He was just mad.
Would you think that would have worked?
Oh, yeah, I'd have been sick.
Well, next time.
I'm good on
the
phone.
Why don't you go outside and do the show from your phone right now?
Sit in the car?
Yeah.
You could, technically. Max might not appreciate that. Did you watch Duke, Kansas last night?
Not me, no. I told you I was watching A Man on the Inside.
Yeah, you got to watch Duke, Kansas.
I know, but
I don't get it.
I planned to watch Duke, Kansas, but my wife got done with dinner about 7:30. It was done, so we sit in front of the TV. We put on Man on the Inside. I like it to be over by 8. We'll switch over. No, we didn't switch over. We kept watching it because it's fantastic.
Well, that's what I told you, so you're admitting it.
It's so good. The first three episodes are just absolutely hilarious.
Well, I told you it got more poignant.
Yes, it did. But we're only through, I think, 5. We got 3 more to go.
Yeah, it's very funny, very well written, and very poignant. And Ted Danson is going to win something for it. And Kathy Bates is going to win something for her role in Matlock. And it's good to see the old folks getting acknowledged,
good for
in my
them.
Opinion.
Good for them. I like it.
I like it, too.
Now, tell me this. Don't spoil anything.
And seeing Sally Struthers was big.
Yeah, it was nice. Don't spoil anything, because, like I said, we're not through the season yet. But you say, and I've seen it too, that they're setting up a season 2. Would it be the same characters? Would we be back in the nursing
That's
home?
That's a good question.
Because those, yeah, I can't leave those characters. Those are good characters.
Well, this Michael Schur's character development's his specialty. So whomever they come up with,
I know, but I like this setting. It was fun.
Well, these characters are all great.
Right. That's my point.
And it almost makes me look forward to the day when, in a year or so, when I go to a nursing home.
I don't think you can afford an upper scale one like that.
How do you know what I can afford?
After you've basically, why didn't you just start there and then worry, and then somebody else worry about the plumbing?
Do you understand? Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, because you appear to be somewhat dense at times, and I mean that in the best way.
Isn't dense where it's a lot of stuff?
Yeah, there you go.
That's, so I have a big brain.
That's what
it's
it means.
A lot of
just
stuff in there.
Compact it in there.
Yeah.
That's what it means, sure. Do you understand that when you put money into your home, you get a chunk of that money back in resale value?
That's great. I'm just saying.
I'm asking if you understand that.
Why don't we just cut out the middleman? I go to the nice nursing home, which is, you know what it is, and let somebody else deal with the stuff. That's
because I don't plan to go to the nursing home.
You said next year.
That was a joke. You
was it?
Dense.
I'll have you. I'll have you not only put in the nursing home, I'll have you committed to the nursing home.
You know what? You try that.
You wouldn't take that. A lot. I just need to put on an episode of this. They're like, yeah, he's mentally deficient.
Go ahead and try it.
Oh, I will.
I can't wait for that. That'll be fun. That'd definitely fill up a segment on a show.
You let us know when you get ready for that, okay? Because
it'll be in the works sooner
than... You
can't
let them know. You got to just kind of do it.
Yeah, maybe I'm already doing it.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Intervention. When the time's right, I'll know.
Sure.
I will be able
to. Or maybe you won't.
I will be able to admit to myself when I've slipped to that point.
You think so?
No doubt.
I'm
no
not
doubt.
Sure. I don't think so. I don't think you will.
Well, look at me now. I haven't slipped.
Exactly. You're not admitting it.
I haven't.
Okay.
Mentally, I
haven't. I love putting that little doubt in your head, have I?
Doing this show?
That's a thrill
I'm
for
better
me.
Than I've ever been.
You're welcome.
Now you're welcome.
Yeah, you wouldn't be if it was somebody else over here doing
I
it.
I do appreciate my co-hosts, my helpers, my whatever you want to call it. I do appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
You like the L's, is that what you're saying?
Did you see the Kofi Kingston-Xavier Woods exchange on Raw? Well, you should.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
Is it similar to what we just had?
It's a little bit. I was just going to wonder which person you thought you were out of those two characters.
Well, I'm the dominant person, whomever the
Who do you
is.
Think that is?
Probably Xavier Woods.
Maybe.
So I don't know who
so
it
I'm the
is.
Former champion, and I'm all that. I've got all the accolades, is what you're saying. And Jason, you can participate in this conversation too.
No, I don't need to.
He doesn't know that.
You guys talk your wrestling stuff.
It'd
Go
be
ahead.
Fun if our friend Duda was interested, because he could be a part of our viewing of the Survivor Series on Sunday.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
He doesn't care.
Oh, that would be, man. No, I'm not going to see it.
5 o'clock start, by the way.
5 o'clock Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday. Sorry, guys. I'm got a Thanksgiving to go to.
Do you really have another Thanksgiving on Saturday?
Yes.
Be honest.
He's lying. Lying right through your teeth.
Oh, I'm serious.
In-laws or...
you can't even look.
In-laws tomorrow. Grandparents, the kids' godparents Friday, and the other side of the in-laws Saturday.
All right.
Who is the other side of the in-laws?
Well, do you want me to just...
No, we don't need to know all the
family. Someone else's family.
That means
the
Diaz family.
Is that what it is?
I mean, anybody...
Well, it's not my in-law, or it's not my family.
Well, I didn't know that you branched off with the in-laws.
Dense,
I don't know how that works.
Now you're a little dense. A little dense on this one.
I am interested in the whole concept of godparents, because had I known that existed, I could have sloughed Jeff off.
Yeah, you could have. See, we were smart.
Well, you would have had to... Those people would have had to find godparents for me. Because yeah, right.
They just
would have parented me, and then
right.
That's what he's just said.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep up, Denzel.
I was, you moron.
Man, it's really compact.
Let me have another cheese.
Dive in there, kid.
I mean, if you can't follow what we're talking about,
yum.
It's sad. Put that away.
I will.
That's for my wife.
Says who?
Says Dia Duda.
There you go.
And quit eating all the Cheez-Its. Put it over here. I want one.
No, there's none left. Sorry.
Put it over here.
I don't know where the tin cap is.
Oh, it's right there.
There it is.
Is Jeff likable today?
He's. I don't know what his problem is today. It's not the same guy. Well, it's kind of the same guy as I left yesterday. He's continued that. I'll say that.
Yeah. It was okay. We made the best of it. Better put me in a bad mood for whatever reason.
Here's what we're going to do today. Joanna Chadwick will join us at a special time today at 2:45. We've got state high school championship football games coming up this weekend, and we'll go through some of those. Our area, we've got Andale, we've got Andover Central, we've got Conway Springs, and...
don't forget Cunningham.
Cunningham, I do not include in our area.
Yeah, they're close enough. Who's going to be my fifth game? We don't have five Wichita. I guess it'll have to be Hayes.
Well, Hayes is gonna
lose.
Have a nice time playing Aquinas.
Why don't you do like the Sexmas Secondary Sabres game?
Are they playing Friday or Saturday?
Well, if I
find it, I'll include it.
Yeah.
And I am all in on Andover Central. They got to go beat Miege.
I think they will.
They got to, because I can't have Miege winning again. I can't have them.
Out of the 15 seed. It's a joke.
I can't have them doing that.
How many have they won out of the last?
They win the volleyball every year. They win girls basketball every year. They win
soccer every year.
It's a travesty. And I've made myself known about that on Twitter or X, much to the chagrin of the Bishop Miege community. Who've come after me pretty hard.
A little bit more than a chagrin.
That's okay.
Yeah, you can handle it. Look, you're still all there right now, right?
Yeah, they're way up there.
Yeah.
Way down here.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm not
going to
run
about.
Into them.
Not a chance.
Highly unlikely.
I'm not going to run into them. I'll tell you that right now.
It would be fun if you did, though. Then you could lay into them.
I've been to Kansas City several times over the past year. Don't know that I've seen any Miege people.
No.
Don't know that you haven't necessarily either.
No, I don't know. I don't ask.
Right. What else we got on the show today?
We'll make picks coming up at 3:25, and then you've got a game we'll play at the top of hour number two.
Yeah.
That involves all of us, including
all three.
Max.
Yeah, Max will be included also.
Oh, boy.
No, don't worry. Max is not a big threat.
Max and I will have a battle for second. That's
I don't know about
I'm
going
to have to figure out a way that Max can win this game. He is a important and key participant, but the game is between you and Jason, but Max will ultimately decide it.
Well, but Max has been playing better in the games.
Yeah, maybe Max needs to be in it with Bob, and I'll be the judge and jury.
No, it's there's no. It's not a team game.
No, I know.
It's you versus Bob.
Don't be dense,
and
dude.
Max is the ultimate decider.
I've got one dense guy. I don't need two.
All right.
And by the way, picks, which we'll make at the top of at 3:25 today. The winner of the week, Jeff, with 26 points.
Sounds right.
Duda got 20 because he got his bonus game, but he only got two other games right. I got 17, Max 16, and poor the big fella, just 3.
Uh-oh.
Kid can't get a
is
bonus
game. Is he in double
game.
Digits for the year yet?
He's 138. Duda leads at 240.
Wow.
Jeff is next at 226.
Hanging in.
Oh, he's still there.
I'm at 216, so I'm not completely gone yet. You haven't buried me yet, my friend.
A lot of time left.
Max and the big fellow are pretty much buried.
Sure.
Well, how many
like.
More weeks do we got of this, though? Like 16?
We've like done 10, 13 weeks.
10 or 11, something like that.
So we're only like halfway through
it. I think it's 24 weeks.
Oh, yeah. We're only halfway done.
And you're starting to leak oil.
Well, yeah. Instead of going out like a tortoise, I went out like the hare.
You say tortoise?
Tortoise.
The tortoise.
Oh, gosh.
If you go out like the tortoise.
Don't be dense.
All right, time for a break. I can't take any more.
You know what a tortoise is, right?
We'll be back. The Bob and Jeff Show, 869-1240. Yes. That is the IHOP hotline. Your breakfast partner with Xbox. We like to talk about IHOP, don't we?
Something like that.
Call the home. We'll be back.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I want to thank you for letting me be your friend.
It's our. It's too late. So
how was that?
I'm just happy to be here trying to help out
the
ball.
Must be okay.
Club.
I got the sweet potato pie, the first of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, you got it.
Here's a touching story I'd like to share with people. So I was. You have that.
I
have that newspaper's archive thing that I can go back and basically see any paper from the 1700s on. And I was doing a little... Can I not tell the story or not?
Go ahead.
I want to hear the story.
I'm into it.
Max, turn his mic off. So I was doing a little Jeff Lutz rabbit hole searching, like reading my old stuff and, you know, searching for my name in the Eagle. And it's not funny anymore. I mean, it's you've taken that and run it into the ground.
Get to the good part.
I'm trying, and you'll love this. So it has in that little neighbor section, hometown roundup. It mentions our Wichita Cyclones, 16 and under, play second in the USSSA World Series, 1999. And then you keep reading. You scroll over a little bit, and then you get to this: the Huskies. An under-8 boys team won their division of the Sunflower State Games. It's a soccer team, July 24th, 25th in Lawrence. And this is on the same page of the newspaper. I want everybody to understand that. The team members are Brandon Carlos, DJ Gehring, listed third, one David Michael Hahn. We are on the same page of the newspaper together 25 years ago.
What do you make of this? Quote, friendship.
It's either an accident or a misprint, one or the other.
What does that mean? We're right there. Look at that. We're both on the same
Your
page.
Name's not mentioned.
It's right there. Jeff Lutz, right there.
Who was on that team? Read those names. And I'll give you a 1 to 10 on how I enjoyed coaching them.
Chris Costello.
Strange dude, but loved him.
Matt Emke.
Strange dude, but loved him.
Randy Griffiths.
Baller.
Derek Herbig.
Strange dude, but...
cute sister. Cute sister. Next. Aaron Hurd.
Good guy.
Brendan Johnston.
Scary guy.
Really?
Not really, but... I mean, Brent,
got to say something about him.
Brendan's a good dude.
He's a little intense. I think we're Facebook friends, but he always was very nice to me. You know?
Yeah, I liked him. I was fine with him.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Quentin Krause,
strange dude, but I loved him.
We had a lot of strange dudes on this team. Justin Light,
strange dude.
yeah, kinda,
but loved him.
Brandon Litzner.
Rock solid.
Yeah, this is as good as it gets. Jeff Lutz.
Strange dude. Tolerated him.
Adam McNew.
Terrible spades player, but enjoyed his company.
Well, 16 and being good at spades is hard. Brad Smith.
Quiet, unassuming.
What?
Good ball player.
Smitty.
You must not have known him.
Well, I mean, he was... somewhat quiet around us, but I knew he had a...
He turned it loose occasionally. Matt Smith.
Loved him.
Who?
My kind of baseball player.
Everybody. I mean, just yes. One of my favorite people ever.
Well, he's my kind of baseball player.
Fine.
You understand
that? He's my kind of people. Haven't heard from him in decades.
Well, but he's my kind of baseball player because nitty-gritty, tough, just competed his tail off.
Right. Chris Westfall. Strange dude.
Hilarious. Brought exactly what that team needed.
Which
the
is
guy
what?
That was crazy.
We had a lot of those.
Nah, he was the craziest.
Bob Lutz.
Wonderful coach.
Randy Smith.
Great friend.
George Imke.
Strange dude.
Pat Hurd.
Offbeat.
That's your team.
There you go.
That was a good team.
Sounds like a solid team.
We went into that tournament with a 34-2 record.
Well, we had a good team.
We did. It was quite.
And I enjoyed those years. Those were fun years. No question about it. If I was to break up my life into segments, coaching the Cyclones would be a 4-year segment that was a highlight. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, everybody loved the Cyclones. That was fun.
But we had a lot of strange dudes.
We had some strange dudes. We had winners. We had ballers. We had players. We had everything.
Yeah. And due to, obviously, you could go through that with some of the guys you played with up in Sexsmith,
right?
Oh,
you got to have strange dudes.
Strange dudes.
No, you have to.
You can't compete without them.
Well, you're not going to have a good team without any strange dudes.
We had our share.
I know.
But we all got along. That was the big thing.
Yeah, and they loved their coach. And
cheesy. You have to lead with
another
that.
Another cheese it. Every yes, time you say something stupid,
ridiculous.
I'm eating a cheese.
Doing that.
I'm going to let them have one on that.
I think they legitimately might be gone.
Stop
well,
eating
ate them all.
And quit Can going you, through them.
Yeah, like, did you? What are you doing?
Quit, you know what?
Dude.
Stop doing that.
That is ridiculous.
I can't find any more Cheez-Its.
Put the
I'm out of control.
Idiot.
Kathy, I'm out of control.
You think that's funny? Do you even know who's impersonating?
No clue.
Regis Philbin.
That's awesome.
Late great.
I mean, the two of you.
What? Hey, if I think it's funny, I'll laugh. I don't care who says it. I don't even care if I understand it.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't even matter. You don't need
it
to understand
matter.
It.
So, we got Thanksgiving tomorrow, but then you have to work Friday morning. Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, real early Friday morning.
Well, we start a little later Friday. We start at 4. And then 3 on Saturday?
See, that would just bum... I'm not made for that. That would bum me out. I wouldn't enjoy Thanksgiving.
No, it's hard because you're going to be tired. You're going to eat knowing you have to get up, blah, 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 blah.
What time's your dinner tomorrow? What time is it?
What day is tomorrow? Thursdays?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
I'm not sure what day is. I'm not sure. It's closer to noon, I think, tomorrow.
Well, at least you'll have a little time.
We'll have some time after, yeah. To sleep, to nap, to eat again. Maybe have a beer.
It's funny, Debbie's listening upstairs. It's on a delay, and I get to hear my Regis thing again a second time. That's fantastic. I will close this, though. I'm going to get too caught up in my outstanding performance and not be able to deliver in real time.
That ship already sailed.
What do you mean?
What is that? What do you mean?
You have never delivered in real time.
Okay.
Just the way it is. This show, I got a note from somebody today that said, what did it say? I'm going to have to, I'll have to look it
well,
up.
Well, let's paraphrase.
Here's what it said.
Oh, man.
First of all, the guy, Kelly, first of all, he started out, you guys are not going to talk about Friends University football. Just, you know, out of the blue. There's a way to send an email.
Is there?
And that's not it.
Especially when we talked about
it. And I love you, Kelly, but that's not the way. What you do is, hey, we'd love to hear some Friends talk. Have you guys been able to reach out to the coach? Or, and then I would react like a human being.
Would you?
To that.
So what are you saying to this? What was your reply?
Well, give us more.
Yeah, fill us in.
Well, I'll
what
fill
else?
You.
What else did Kelly say?
Yeah, he had to say more than
now,
this.
Now, here's his first email. How could you not celebrate Friends University? First of all, I don't celebrate anything.
I can
Kelly, have you ever listened to our show before?
I said, shame on us, Kelly. Never mind that repeated attempts to get their football coach on the radio have not been successful. So yesterday we had Dale Faber on. But again, shame on us. That's how I responded, to which he said, I'm sorry I missed that. I listen almost every day. You guys make me smile. And when you have the three-man booth, I laugh.
Well, that's good.
The love you and Jeff have,
Jason.
The love for you that you and Jeff have for each other comes through loud and clear.
What?
Whoa, yeah, it does. There it is.
He really said that? Is that,
he did say
is that.
That
spam?
Everybody in the city knows. It's the truth.
I don't think I'd call it love.
Well, nice. I don't love my son, but there is a word somewhere.
If you'd known about godparents, you wouldn't have had to even think
exactly.
About it.
How'd you do that, by the way? Do you have to be real parents to your kids if you have godparents?
No, they just get to look after them, spoil them. It's whatever.
But can you send them over there anytime?
Absolutely.
Really?
Take them anytime. They used to watch them all the time for us.
That's like a...
Well, you would have had to baptize me.
You were baptized.
I was?
Yes.
When?
Well, when you were very young.
How old are you? And you didn't know that?
No, I've never been told that.
Yes.
I was?
Yes.
Where?
I can't remember.
Probably at a church.
What? I'm not sure I was there.
What religion am I?
Bob was there.
Let me know. Fill
he
me
dropped
in.
You off out front.
I mean, yeah, it sounds about right.
In a baby
I think
carriage.
I sent the godparents.
So I don't really know which of my parents would have wanted that to happen. I don't think that happened.
It happened.
When? Take me. I wish I could go back in time and listen to that discussion between you and my mother. Should I be baptized? What? I mean, no offense.
Well, we want to, you know.
That's not something that I would have considered a priority for you two.
I don't know what happened. It could have been in the midst of something. Who knows?
You think Kelly's mad at us now for outing him? We didn't say anything
else.
Well,
you know we love you, even when we don't act like it. But anyway, I don't remember the details of your baptism. Most people would remember that. They'd have photos
scrapbook. It didn't happen, dudes.
And
unless he was just like right hungover that morning and had no clue what
you know
was
if
going
my
on.
Sister was baptized?
Or it could have been that we were walking to the car in a rainstorm. I'm not sure.
That sounds more likely.
Not sure. Well, I'm not
sure. I would almost have to agree with you on that one.
There's no way.
All right.
First of all, my dad would have burst into flames just walking into a church.
Wow.
Hey, don't. The first time we started going, I thought it was going to happen to me. So
remember, the love that we have for each other comes through loud and clear.
I have been to church numerous times throughout my life. Most recently with our friend Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
But I absolutely, I was there every week.
This is like 12 years ago we're talking.
Whatever it was.
That's a long time.
That'll get you through.
I think so.
Time for a break before we...
What are we doing
now?
...territory
that could have long-term effects. Here's Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine. We're going to talk high school football championship games. Joanna, I mentioned in the last segment, Jeff was saying if I went into a church, it could go up in flames.
No, you would go in a... Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said.
The whole thing.
And I said that I was in a church. I've been in a church many times, including your marriage.
That is true. We got married at Mount Vernon Church, whatever denomination that was.
There you go. So, first question I got to ask you. I had Derby winning it all. I had them as one of the best teams in the history of the state. I had them, boy, I was singing their praises. And Manhattan came to town and really kind of dispatched of Derby. How'd that happen?
Well, first of all, Manhattan's very good, very well coached. They've got a very strong program, and it's been there for quite some time. Carter Aslan is an outstanding quarterback. He's very difficult to stop, whether he's running or passing. And they've got a receiver, Dunnigan, who I didn't put it on TikTok because I didn't want my students to be mad at me. But he had this one-handed grab for an interception that was so impressive. And, I mean, he's just really highly skilled. You know, Derby was hit by injuries. Brame got injured in the quarterfinal game. Middlebrook has been out for a while. He came back. Martell Jackson had been hurt for a lot of the season, and that just really hurt their secondary. You could just see them kind of pick apart that secondary a bit, and that was one of their toughest aspects of their team. And Brame is a game changer. You know, he's such a big target, and he's got such good hands, and he's so strong that, you know, he was kind of like your emergency guy. I mean, if the play falls apart, Brame's going to make the pass and get the first, or going to make the reception and get the first down. So I think that's where they just kind of got that's where they got hurt. But props to Manhattan, very good team.
Man, if I'm Brandon Clark, I don't know how feasible or realistic this is, but, man, next year I'm going to every top program in the state and seeing if I can get them on my schedule for one of those one or two games that you get outside of your league because, man, it sounds like I didn't see that.
I'm saying man.
Man, I didn't see that interception. But the way you
Denver?
But the way you describe it, man, is like they just hadn't seen that level of athleticism that any other team they played probably wouldn't have made that play. So Derby's got to get some difficult games before this level. They didn't have any.
Well, and frankly, I mean, let's take a step back first of all because we're talking it's a 2-year schedule for football, so there's nothing they can do. Okay, so they're stuck with the schedule. But let's take a look at this league, right? What do we know about the ABCTL and how it was formed? It was formed for one reason and one reason only, and that is football. And the fact is the other teams in the league that are the same size as Derby or about that size did not stick with the bargain, right? Salinas have been, I mean, they're maybe Salina Central's coming back up, but they just bottomed out there for a while. And so it's tough to have to face teams that are not at your level, you know, but they're kind of stuck right now. They had Manhattan on their schedule the previous 2 years. You know, Bishop Carroll would have been,
and they had Bishop Carroll on their schedule.
For Bishop Carroll, we used to clamor for that game. If only we could have Carroll and Derby. And now look, Carroll is nowhere near the program that it was.
You're right.
And they played Hayes, which is in the 5A title game. I mean, I don't know, man, if I agree. Duda.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Speaking of teams that may not be in the I can't think of what I'm going to say.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Listening to Jeff for the last 45 minutes has just knocked me out.
Well, you want to ask?
Anyways, what about Andale and Topeka
Hayden? Did Andale have a chance? Holcomb last week. Holcomb didn't put any dent.
I thought that'd been closer. Will this game be closer with Andale? I don't think so.
Andale is proving, I mean, again, that they are at that special level. And, I mean, I would be very surprised to see them walk away without getting a championship. However, I don't know if you guys know this, but I detest predictions. Like, I detest them. I literally gave this 3-touchdown lead that I said that was going to happen for Derby in that game. There's a reason why I never give predictions. That's crazy.
Yeah, but we give predictions on the show all the time, and we're right, like 30 to 33% of the time.
We got nobody to answer to.
That's true. Although I do sit back and think, thank God I'm not at the Eagle anymore, where I would have to have someone tweeting at me about, you idiot, how did you make such a crappy prediction?
And you had to predict back in the day. You had to make the prediction.
I want to take you back to a day from yesteryear. Way back when I was first doing high school sports, I was asked to pick every game in the state, Joanna.
Oh,
can you even imagine that? Crazy.
No.
Absolutely crazy.
Just insane.
I would have to pick I think I picked like CPL, ABCTL, CKL, and City League. And I think that was it. And that was already too much.
Yes, I agree. All right, let's get into the game that I'm most interested in, and I think most people in our area are most interested in, and that's the 4A title game coming up at 1 o'clock Saturday at Emporia, Andover Central and Miege. I've made my feelings about Miege very evident, very clear. Everybody knows where I am on this. Andover Central's had a special season. This looks to be their all-time best team. I don't think anybody would dispute that. It's important to me personally that Andover Central wins this game. I believe they are the favorite, and I know you hate to pick, but this is set up. It has to happen, correct?
I'm getting worked up just thinking about it. First of all, can I just go back here for a second? And, you know, Andover Central has had quite a few teams play for state titles. I mean, like, how many times have they been in the state title game in the past 10 years? I mean, they're, you know, and how many times have they lost to Miege? I mean, I don't know. And my question to you about Miege is, well, what's your answer for them? I mean, kids can move so easily through to schools now, and yet if they don't do a bona fide move, you basically can go wherever you want before your freshman year. And after that, you're supposed to sit out a year.
Here's my problem with them. You want to know my problem with them?
I do.
They stay at the 4A level, in my opinion, strategically. They stay at the 4A level so that they can win and win and win and win and win. They could go to 5A. They have open enrollment. They could build their enrollment to go to 5A. They could probably even get to 6A. Bishop Miege.
Do we know they have that much space for that many students? I don't know that.
Well, I'm giving you my opinion.
Yeah, take that, Joanna.
You just dismantled him, Joanna, and I love to see it.
No, nobody dismantled me.
Got you a little bit there, Mr. Bob.
I just took a sip of my whiskey at this moment, just so you know. Just like, oh, yeah.
Nobody dismantled me. There has to be a solution because it's like the Dodgers going out and getting Blake Snell. Just an embarrassment of riches. They don't need Blake Snell. It's basically saying, we got the money. The rest of you are just playing along. And that's Miege. The rest of us in their world are just playing along.
Well, and we see it happen in boys and girls basketball, too. I mean, I just don't hear these same complaints when it comes to soccer or golf or tennis, which the private schools overwhelmingly dominate. I swear, I didn't hear a peep about private schools in football until 2009 when collegiate won in 3A, Miege won in 4A. And then suddenly, I swear, everything changed. Miege might have been 5A now that I think of it. But, you know, I get it, and I get the frustration. But I just want to point out that if Andover Central loses again to Miege, that sucks. But it should not diminish what a phenomenal season Andover Central has had or what an incredible program that Derek Tuttle has been part of building. I just, you know, it is really tough to win a state title. I mean, talk to anybody. I remember having the conversation about Heights winning 4 straight basketball titles in boys. Well, he had Perry Ellis. I was front row seat to how difficult those 4 years were. Does anyone remember the end of the 62-game winning streak, you know, when they lost to North and they lost to East and then had to play East again in the sub-state? It is tough to win a state title. Props to Andover Central on a great year. Whatever happens in their title game.
Did you just use a 62-game winning streak to highlight a program's difficulties?
Yeah, but even so, I mean, we can't act like it is easy to win a state title. I mean, it's not. So, and we look back.
Not acting like it's easy. I will point out that half of the teams playing for a state title in 3, 4, and 5A coming up Saturday or Friday are private schools. I guess we're just at the point where we just okay. Yeah, good.
Yeah, but what about Aquinas? Aquinas sucked. In
not
football,
half.
Until Randy Dreiling went there. They were not good in football.
Aquinas, Miege, Hayden.
But Aquinas, until they got Randy Dreiling and an excellent coach, you know, they were nothing in football. Do they get top players in the Kansas City area? Maybe so. I'm just not privy to that. And frankly, Keisha should do something about it. If kids are just transferring willy-nilly, do something about it. Then rise up as a state, you know, and say this needs to stop. But they have the multiplier in, don't they? They put the multiplier in.
I never learned multiplication. I don't know what they did. I'm not that interested in all those things. I just know that I'm going to be irritated if Miege wins on Saturday afternoon against Andover Central. That's all. I'll get through it. It won't ruin my weekend. I'll just be irritated.
I get it.
Joanna, we appreciate your time. We've got Conway Springs in Class 1A taking on Centralia.
I'm picking Conway.
There you go. That's a safe one. We talked about Andale and Hayden. We've got 2 8-man championship games coming up in Greensburg, a 6-man championship game. Big weekend of high school football. We'll talk to you next week and get maybe a basketball preview in, okay?
That sounds exciting. Bye, guys.
All right, Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine. We'll be back and play a game on the Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda, who's sound asleep over to my right.
He's not going to do well then.
We'll be back.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
In your head, that's the way it is. So, okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
All right, we are back. Hour number 2, the Bob and Jeff Show. We've got the 3-man booth today with Jason Duda. We are off on Thanksgiving and on Friday. Jeff and I will be enjoying that time with friends and family. Jason will have one day of friends and family glee before returning to work.
Well, I got to work Friday, too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I'm fine with it.
I'll work Friday, too, but it's just not at the office. Although this was kind of my office. I kind of like it down here. It's kind of a comfortable place for me.
Sure.
As long as it works for you, then...
Thank you.
Who cares?
Thank you. Exactly.
Who cares? As long as you're comfortable with it, who
Nobody
cares
else
what anyone
have
else
an opinion.
Thinks? Well, they can have their opinion, but it shouldn't bother you on what their opinion is.
Max, it is...
Time to play the game.
The special Wednesday edition of the game. Jeff has one that he's pretty high on.
I'm excited about this.
Because he feels like we'll all look pretty dumb.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm good at looking dumb in these games, so that's fine.
These categories are totally at random, which is why Max will be involved. I have no idea what's going to come up.
You got a spinning wheel?
We're going to give you a category with a list of 10 things within that category. You'll have 30 seconds.
To get as many as we can.
To get as many as you can. Meanwhile, Max will be writing his own list down, and then he'll get 15 seconds to try to name as many as he can, but those points go to that person. So this
Did you even come close to understanding it?
So if Jason gets 5 on the category, Max comes in and gets 4, Jason has 9 points. Those points go to Jason.
What if Max wants Jason to win?
Then he'll throw the game.
Max, if you throw the game,
I'm not even sure I really understand
by Monday.
Bob, Max, I don't even know if I understand it totally, but I'll go.
So you get 30, he gets 15. In the first category, do you want to go first or second, Jason?
No, I want to see how this game goes. Bob can go first.
All right.
Is it random? Are the categories random?
Completely random. I have no idea what's going on.
And I don't do anything on this category.
Correct.
Okay.
Your category is David Lynch movies.
Twin Peaks. No clue. Dumbest game I've ever heard.
I don't even know who David Lynch is.
Like, I know. He had a TV series called Twin Peaks.
He did.
Which was very famous. I have no idea what movies the guy made. And I'll take whatever Max can give me.
Well, he's got 10 seconds.
No, I don't have any more seconds.
Well, he has 10 more seconds to write what he has down, and then he'll have a 15
seconds.
Well,
he can look it up.
No, he can't. I wouldn't do that.
He's writing them down. Time's up, Max.
Zabriskie Point.
15 seconds.
Zabriskie Point. David Lynch, Twin Peaks was all I ever knew.
I don't even think Max is listening.
I am.
Max, are you doing this or
Max,
what?
Are you playing?
They always shut off the mix minus, and I don't pay attention to it.
Well, get it shut on.
It's shut on now.
Mix the minus, and let's go. You have 15 seconds to name any David Lynch movie.
Zabriskie Point.
That's the only one you're going to guess?
I can't think of any other David Lynch movies offhand.
1 point for Bob.
What an absolute travesty.
Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, I gave you that one.
No one saw it.
Wait a minute, did I get Twin Peaks?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yes. I gave you that one.
Well, then Max got one, too.
It wasn't on my list.
Wait a minute, it's a movie he made.
Doesn't matter, it's not on my list. The other is on my list.
Greatest
game ever. I love it.
The others were Mulholland Drive, Inland Empire, Eraserhead, Elephant Man, Dune, Blue Velvet, Wild at Heart.
Are you sure, David? Are you sure he made Elephant Man?
I don't know. This was on my
Wild
list.
Wild at Heart.
What do you want from me?
Isn't that the one with Laura Dern?
A great password game.
I don't know, Max.
You make me no hotter than Georgia Asphalt. I didn't know that was David Lynch.
I don't care.
And I don't think he made Mulholland Drive either.
Give me a category of colors. I can get 10 of those.
All right, your category, Jason, totally random.
This is totally random?
Yes.
Yeah, totally not real. You don't even have the right list.
I have the list that it provided.
I love it.
And if he made Mulholland, it's not like you
guessed. By who?
It's not like you guessed Mulholland Drive. It's a website. Your category, Jason.
Yes.
Other words for friend. 30 seconds.
Buddy. Buds.
I get David Lynch movie, and this guy gets...
You'll be out of 10 seconds to your time for the interruption. Other words for friend.
Oh, man.
It would help if you guessed at least one.
I did.
I know.
Was that right?
Yes, but continue.
Oh,
that's it.
I got to keep going.
Yes.
How many seconds does he get?
30, you moron! If you keep talking, you're eliminated.
Acquaintance.
No.
Ah.
Max, other words for friend.
That was the quickest 30 seconds ever.
Yeah, because another guy was talking during it. Max, 15 seconds to name as many other words for friend
as
you
can. Can't throw the game, Bob.
In Italian, it's amici. Pal, yeah. Homie, compadre.
None of these are going to be on the list.
I don't know where he's getting his list from. Paisan.
Paisan.
You got one. Jason got one. So Jason.
Amici is friend in Italian. Languages. Pal. What's pal?
Max, are you getting more and more dense like the rest of these people?
You got pal. Okay.
What are the
Everybody
other ones?
Shut up.
What
now?
About what homie?
German.
This is my homie.
Oh, my God.
I like this game.
Amigo, bestie, comrade, compatriot, confidant, mate, brother, wingman. All right.
Oh, yeah.
He used
Oh, I can't. I love this.
He can't wait a minute.
This.
Why does my Italian ones not count if you have the, Spanish one in there?
It's not on my list.
He's got a list, Max.
He's got a list, Max.
Turn your mixed minus down or whatever.
Nah, you stay on, Max.
Oh, I love this one. I love this one. For Bob, round two, movies with animals in a lead role.
Benji. Gosh. Ren 10-10, that's a TV show. Animals in a lead role.
Yep.
Dumbo. Saving Nemo.
Not the name of the movie.
Saving Private Ryan. I don't care. Saving somebody's ass. Finding Nemo.
Time's up. Max, do you have any guesses?
I don't know if Flipper is an animal. It's a fish.
Just make your guesses.
Flipper.
You don't have to wonder.
All right.
Just guess.
Flipper. The Wolf Man. Werewolf of London. What's a dog movie? Air Bud.
Time's up.
Lion King, Fox and the Hound.
I got Ear Bud in there.
What? I got zero.
Zero.
Benji
what?
Isn't listed.
How is it
no.
Benji?
Ear Bud. Ear Bud was a dog playing basketball. Where'd you get your list?
Planet of the. It's my list, Max. Planet of the Apes, Beethoven, Milo and Otis, Lassie, Jurassic Park, March of the Penguins, Dr. Doolittle,
but not Benji.
King Kong, Congo, and Jumanji.
But not
King
Benji. Kong. Oh, yeah, Jumanji, no, but not Benji.
Sorry, the nine people who watched Benji are really upset.
This is the greatest game ever. Oh my
this
God.
Is awesome. I love it.
Benji's one of the most popular movies of all time.
I've never seen it.
If King Kong's in there, then the Wolfman and Werewolf should be in there.
Jason, Flipper. Your category with a 2-1 lead
is
running away with this because everyone else is dumb. Hard cheeses.
Hard cheeses.
Hard cheeses.
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti. What? American. Colby.
You guy can name a cheese and gets points.
Good God. Well, he's barely naming any.
I've only named five. Name a cheese. A Swiss.
You got three.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course.
Nice.
Name a cheese.
Max, 15 seconds. Just name cheeses. Let's go.
Hard cheeses. Parm. Asagio. The one that begins with R that I can't think of. Oh, God, they took it out of Regina's recipe, too.
Time. Five.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dude, five.
Name a cheese. Look what I'm going to get.
He said
now.
A hard cheese, though.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That's
you got,
hard,
you got cheddar.
I'd rather name a soft cheese.
Mozz isn't hard.
You got to get you got cheddar, Colby, and Swiss, and Max got Asiago and Parmesan. You missed Romano, Provolone, Gouda, Pecorino, Manchego.
I mean, any cheese. Next. You fixed the game against me.
No, this is you went first, and this is what it is. Your category, world capitals, beginning with the letter B. Oh, I love it.
I Beirut. Two of them. Beirut. Beirut. Did I say Beirut?
I think so. Oh my God!
Give me a country.
Any?
What? Yeah, you got any country?
Give me a country. That's what I'm asking you to do.
I mean, how do I know?
Time's up. You got one max.
Nice.
15 seconds.
Berlin.
You could have got more.
Barcelona. Yeah. Bogota.
Yeah, there you go.
Slow down, Max.
Try not. I'm trying to think of one here. Boston.
That's not the capital of a country.
I don't know.
You got, Beijing?
You got 1-2, so it's 2 points for Bob in that round. Baghdad, Bangkok, Beijing, Belfast, Belgrade, Berlin, which
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, I'd had time.
Bern, Brussels.
Now Duda's going to get...
Canadian hockey team.
Name a brand of car.
I wouldn't be good at that.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Jason, your category is germ-killing substances.
What?
Germ-killing...
Oh, now it's funny.
Germ-killing substances.
Like Clorox? Like stuff like that?
Well, just start naming them.
Not brand names. Substances.
Substances?
Yeah, let's go.
But I'll give you bleach for Clorox.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. Sure, that other stuff. Did I say bleach? Is that how it works? How about that other thing that
time,
you use?
Time, Max.
Dang it.
Stupid.
What was the question?
Germ-killing substances.
Antibiotics. Alcohol. Peroxide. Germ-killing substances. Mouthwash.
Okay, time. You got one. Hydrogen peroxide.
What about alcohol?
Not in there.
91.
No, it's not in here. Oh, yes, alcohol is. So you get two more. 3 points in that round. Jason leads 10-3.
Whew.
You're doing a lot of heavy lifting here.
I am.
Next category for Bob.
Oh, yeah.
No, this isn't.
No.
You should do well here.
Uh-oh.
Airlines serving the most passengers. As of 2010.
American.
Yeah, just name them.
Delta. Southwest. Japan Airlines. Frontier. TWA. I think they were already gone by then. Continental. That's it. That's all I got.
Max.
Do they have to be current?
Delta, Southwest, and American.
He knows what I named.
Go ahead.
JetBlue in there?
Just guess.
JetBlue.
Rattle them off.
Koala, the Australian airline, which I can't
think of. Yeah, Koala. That's a good one, Mac.
Whatever the one that has never crashed.
Six guys flew that last year.
No, the
you
one
got
that
three.
Flies from Australia.
Koala.
Emirates had to be on there.
No, Lufthansa.
WestJet?
United, no WestJet.
Oh, jeez.
Air France, China Eastern, China Southern.
Koala?
What was the Australian airline? I can't think of what the Rain Man wanted to fly on.
Max, just go ahead and help Duda, and when you're trying to help me, just turn your mic down.
Jason.
Oh, what?
Your category is Julia Roberts movies.
Oh, Bob wishes he had this one.
He does.
I do. Ocean's 11, Aaron Brockovich. Oh, jeez. Why can't I think of any of her movies right now?
You're on the spot. It's tough.
I'll bet you Ocean's 11 isn't mentioned in Jeff's list.
Well, probably not, but.
All right.
Max.
Max.
Steel Magnolias.
No.
Too late. I still had 30 seconds. I got a timer going.
Nope. Max, say Steel Magnolias.
Well, I had Steel Magnolias. Notting Hill.
Sure you did.
Notting Hill.
How about Koala Magnolias, Max?
Notting Hill, Pretty Woman. Ocean's 12. I don't know if she was in that.
Yep. You got three. Five more points for Jason.
Jason and Max are just doing so good.
My Best Friend's Wedding, Steel Magnolias, Hook was on there, Runaway Bride. I don't even think we should. All right.
I get another one.
Your category, Stone Fruits.
What?
Stone Fruits.
Stone Fruit.
Yeah.
I don't know. What does that even mean?
I don't know, man, but you're going to have to
what
guess.
What is that? No, I want a definition of what stone fruits means.
Okay. I'll tell you exactly what a stone fruit is. A stone fruit is a fruit with a pit or stone in the center of its flesh.
Well, there you go. That's a...
You should get all these.
Peach. Koala.
This is a
peach, of course.
You're so bad at this. Oh, I love it.
Well, what has a cantaloupe? Mm. Yeah, it has a pit in it.
That's not on my list.
Well, are you kidding?
Max.
Grape.
Fruits with pits.
Avocado.
He is bad for you.
Avocado, mango, I don't know.
Yeah.
Pineapple, watermelon.
You got one.
Plum. Well, what about cantaloupe?
It wasn't on there.
Plum has to be on there.
Yeah, peach, plum, nectarine, cherry, mango, apricot, olive, date,
cherry,
lychee, and
oh, those are easy when you think of it now.
I know.
Last round, I guess.
Can you tell me the answers before? Because then it's really...
It would be a lot easier. Oh, this is awesome.
All right, we got to move.
This is the last one, and Jason's going to clean up. He better. Types of liquor.
Oh, God.
Vodka, rum, wine, beer, whiskey, bourbon, moonshine, seltzer.
Scotch, tequila.
Scotch, tequila.
That's about covers. That about covers the ones
go
I know
ahead,
about.
Max.
Max, you got any?
Didn't I think he named them all? Did he miss beer? I mean, I think he got them all.
No, he got beer.
You got four. Gin.
Four.
Four.
Gin.
Only four.
Gin.
You got four.
Gin.
Like you're talking like you're some.
Where
expert.
Did he get
gin.
This
if
list?
If you say gin again, I'm going to knock it through that television.
Gin. Mezcal. Whatever that is.
That's tequila.
Tequila was on there. Brandy, cognac, ozu, and soju.
Where did you get this four. List?
You came up with the dumbest game.
I think it's
that,
awesome. I think
ever
that was
happened.
The best game.
You just mentioned
that we've ever had.
Kinds of liquor.
Not
oh,
on my
sorry.
List.
Whiskey's not on it.
Whiskey was on it.
Bourbon on it?
No. Final score, Bob with 8.
Was Scotch on it?
Nope. Jason with 19.
Yeah.
What an absolute.
Was wine on it?
No. I just well, told you what was on it.
Then how do you go with that list?
That's his list.
The list that they gave us.
It's the list that he's got.
It's completely random.
It's all we can do. I mean.
Unbelievable. The game's done. No more games.
I think that was
Max,
a great
cool.
game.
File that, intro into the trash can.
Good game. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll make our picks next.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, Max, let's hear the music. We've got the big fella Anthony along to make picks, coming off another terrible week. We got to get the big fella going. Maybe this was a week. Maybe this was a week for him. Five college games, four from the NFL. The bonus game this week is interesting to me. Las Vegas, Kansas City. We'll get to that for our last pick. Let's start in the college game. We got two ranked teams still hanging around the playoff hunt. Clemson and South Carolina, not only a big game in the playoff picture, but an in-state rival. Clemson is a 2.5-point favorite at home. I'll start. I don't think it's going to happen for Clemson. I like South Carolina for three. Jeff.
Turns out I don't really like maybe two. I like two of these games. The rest, I'm just throwing something at the wall, and this includes this game, which has a lot of points, but not a lot of actual confidence. Clemson for six.
Boy, see, this is where not watching the games gets you. Duda.
Yeah, I haven't watched Clemson this year. I've watched a little South Carolina, but I don't know a ton about these guys, and I can't pick a college game to save my life in the last few weeks. So South Carolina for one.
There you go. He's going back to the old formula.
Yep.
Max, trying to recapture that magic, which is uncapturable.
Hey, I just had to change it up a little bit to see what happened.
Yeah, you're done. Max.
It's simple math on this one, boys. Clemson's 12, South Carolina's 15, and as people know, 12 always beat 15. Clemson for three.
Want to explain that in layman's
terms? I think he wanted to say 12 always beats a 5.
No.
But they were 15.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady was 12. And he always beat 15.
There you go.
And we know who 15 is, but we'll hear about that later.
Big fella, what do you think?
I don't know about this scenario. I don't know where that came from. Bob, I'm sorry that you have to deal with all the shenanigans. So I'm going to try to bring some sense.
Thank you. I need the pity.
Clemson is going to do what Dabo Swinney let Clemson do. So it's at home. I'm going to take Clemson with four confidence points.
Duda, we're in good shape. Max, big fella, and Jeff took South Carolina.
No, we took Clemson.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You keep up.
I'll try.
Texas in College Station to face Texas A&M. Another big rivalry game. Both now members of the SEC. And Texas is a 5.5-point road favorite. Jeff.
These picks are presented by FanDuel America's number one sports book and an official sports betting partner of KFH. And I got Texas for three. Don't quote me on any of this.
What about you, Duda?
I think A&M at home could keep this one close. So I'm going to take A&M for two.
Here we go. Right down the line, folks. Max.
Yeah, I like Texas. I got to use my eight ball on this one. So I'll take Texas for eight.
Really?
A lot of confidence. Anthony, what do you think? No consensus here.
Max, that was a big mistake. This game is as dangerous for Texas.
Wait a minute, Colorado, Anthony. You took Indy for nine last week. Come on.
Hey, listen to what I'm saying, though. I got the flow. Anyway, this game is as dangerous for Texas as Colorado was dangerous going up against Kansas. It's at the home of the 12th man. I'm putting my points on A&M to cover the spread, and I got five confidence points to prove it.
There you go. Five confidence. Nobody analyzes these games better or picks them worse than the big fella.
It is a bizarre dichotomy.
I'll go with Texas for four. I think Texas is that much better than A&M, but time will tell. Finally, next we have Kansas in Waco to face Baylor. KU, of course, on a roll. Baylor's a good football team, no pushover, especially on their home turf. KU, a 1.5-point favorite on the road. Interesting. Duda.
Baylor's not a bad team. This line opened up Baylor as a 2.5-point favorite. So you see where it's going. But can I do it? Yes, I can. I'm drinking the juice. Kansas for 8.
What's happened to you?
He's drinking the juice. He just said it.
What about you, Max?
KU Pat told me to take KU this week. I believe in KU Pat, so I take KU for 7.
Big fella.
KU is on a roll. They got something to play for. They don't want their season to end. I'm dropping 7 on KU.
Yeah, I'm going to continue the trend. I just feel like Kansas is on a mission. They're certainly not going to come up short after beating 3 ranked teams in their quest to get to a bowl game and highlight this great player they have in Devin Neal. Kansas for 8. Jeff.
Man, it's dangerous when everyone's on the same page. I feel the same, though. You're going to tell me KU gets this hot. They're on the doorstep of the postseason, and they're going to let Baylor ruin all that. I don't see it. KU for 8.
There you go.
Yep. Start it, and everybody follows.
Yeah,
what a surprise.
You're the leader. No question.
What a surprise.
I try to do what you do.
Well, you probably should. You'd be doing a little better.
It's healthy because your wife makes pies for me. Next.
Fool alert. I heard it.
Kansas State and Iowa State.
So did I.
In Ames. Who was the fool for? You?
I think it was for you.
If you ever play the fool alert for me, Max, you'll be working at Target on Monday. Quit eating my Cheez-Its.
I'm eating the Chex.
Put it over here.
No.
Yeah, I want some.
Look how much is left, dude.
Iowa State in Manhattan. I'm sorry, in Ames to face Kansas State. Lot on the line in this game. This is a highlight game of the weekend for me. Iowa State favored by 2.5. Max, you got the first pick.
I know Iowa State's tough at home, but I'll go with K-State for 1.
K-State for 1. Anthony.
I'm going with the home team for 3.
All right. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
Yeah, it is.
I think Iowa State's going to get this done by a field goal or more, but I have very little confidence. 2 points. Jeff.
It is the Farm Bowl. I'm the Farm Boy.
Farmageddon, not the Farm Bowl.
I call it the Farm Bowl.
Nobody's ever called it the Farm Bowl.
I like the Farm Bowl.
It's the Farm.
It's Farmageddon.
It's the Farm Bowl. I'm the Farm Boy. That's all I got.
I
don't know what else.
Yeah, I'd love to hear where that was going.
So I am more qualified to pick this one than anybody else. And I'm taking K-State for 2. Book it.
We'll see if Duda has any confidence on this one. I say he won't.
After listening to that, and you think he's going to be right on this game,
yep.
Not a chance. Iowa State for 3.
There you go. Our last college game, the big one, Michigan-Ohio State. Or is it big? 21.5 points Michigan getting in Columbus. Anthony, you got the first pick here.
Yes. 21.5 points, that's big. That's astronomical. But it's still Michigan-Ohio State. And I'm pretty sure Michigan has some type of pride. But last time I went against Ohio State, it burned me. So I'm going to lay 2 confidence points on Ohio State to cover this spread.
You talked yourself into that one.
Yeah.
I think the way you started talking about this game is the right way to talk about this game. I know Michigan isn't what they were, and I know Ohio State is good, but 21.5, Michigan for 4, or Michigan for 5. Jeff.
Too many points to put on that game. I'm in the same boat, essentially. That rivalry game, biggest game of the year on both teams' schedule, at least in the regular season. But Michigan stinks. I'll take them for one, though.
Duda?
Yeah, Michigan is not good. And Ohio State, if they get the chance, they will run this up. It is a ton of points, but I don't like Michigan. I've watched them play a couple times. No, thank you. I'll take Ohio State for four.
And finally, Max.
Yeah, I'm with Anthony on this. A lot of points, but I'll take Ohio State for two because, you know, Michigan isn't good this year.
Well, I feel better about this pick with both Max and the big fella taking Ohio State. No offense, guys. You're doing great.
Well,
now
Duda
we go
too.
To the NFL. Minnesota and Arizona in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. The Vikings are 3.5-point favorite. We start this one with me. And I like Minnesota here. I think Arizona is a decent team. But 3.5 is not enough. Minnesota for 6. Jeff.
Yeah, I'm scared of this game, to be quite frank. If I'm a real bettor, I'm not coming anywhere near it. Minnesota is winning a lot, but not winning by much. They struggle with Jacksonville. They struggle, it seems like, every week. Can they beat Arizona by 4 at home? I guess. I got Minnesota for 4.
Well, you're right where I was, practically.
Yeah, but I don't feel good about it.
What about you, what about you, Duda?
Arizona is up and down. They're more down than up. Minnesota's got a good defense. I think Minnesota wins this pretty handily. So I'm going to throw a 6 spot on it.
Max.
Yeah, Arizona doesn't have anybody that will cover Justin Jefferson. This is easy. Vikings for 5.
And finally, Anthony.
Well, it is in Minnesota. Like I said, they have a defense. They have Justin Jefferson. I mean, everything that has been said can be said. So I am going to drop a 6 spot on Minnesota.
A lot of agreement there. Let's get to Green Bay, Miami. In Green Bay, the Packers are 3.5-point favorite. Jeff?
It's a gift. As Jason Duda will attest, Miami going to a cold weather environment, short week. Tua doesn't play well in the cold. Easy. Green Bay for 7.
What about you, Duda?
Well, I'm a little not sure what to do now because that's exactly what I was thinking. I might have to change mine.
Go for
that.
It. Please
go
do.
Ahead. Change it.
I can't because Green Bay should win this game by more than 3.5. Green Bay for 7.
Max, what about you?
Yeah, anything
Miami's got a.
But anything below.
Go ahead, Max.
Anything below 70 degrees, they can't play in. I'll take the pack for 4. It's going to be cold and snowy.
Is it?
Miami's not going to go to.
Anthony.
Be serious.
Miami's playing
this. Yes. Green Bay. I'm rolling with Green Bay all the way. As a matter of fact, I'm using my 8 spot on Green Bay just because the fact it is in Green Bay. And we saw how Miami performed when it's below freezing when they played against Kansas City. So ain't nothing changed.
What's the weather going to be? Green Bay for how many?
There's some precipitation in the forecast. Green Bay, 8.
What are you now, weatherman?
Just look at it logically. Crying out loud.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break, people. Green Bay for 7.
Yeah. And then you do that.
Baltimore, Philadelphia. They're playing you like a violin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Like a fiddle. Baltimore, Philadelphia in Baltimore. Good game. The game of the week in the NFL. Ravens, a 3.5-point home favorite. This will be an interesting one here. Duda.
I just think this should be a tight game. It should be close. Should be a lot of Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. Going at it here. I think it's a 3-point game. Could go either way. So I'll take 3 and the hook. Give me Philadelphia for 5.
Ah, the hook.
Philadelphia.
The hook will bring you back, my friends.
Max.
What did he take Eagles for? I didn't hear him.
5.
Nice. Yeah, Saquon Barkley. Yeah, the Eagles are too tough. Ravens are skittish. I'll take the Eagles for 6.
Where are you on this one, Anthony?
Yeah, Baltimore kind of scares me because when they play against teams that resist, they don't do too well. I mean, look at Pittsburgh. I mean, so I might have to go with Philadelphia on this too, but my confidence points, I'm only dropping the only number I have left, 1.
Yeah, I only have the 1 left too, and I don't have a lot of confidence. I think Baltimore being at home is a big factor here. But I'm going to pick Philadelphia for 1 and not damage myself too much. Jeff?
I'm going against the grain. Man, it does feel like it's going to be a field goal game, but I've got it written down in ink. Take that hook, shove it where the sun don't shine, and grab Baltimore for 5.
You're fading in this game.
Yeah, I was just best last week.
No. Well, you had a decent week.
Thank you.
And finally, the bonus game, the Raiders and Kansas City at Arrowhead. Kansas City giving 13.5 points in a rivalry game. Kansas City never covers. This is a 1-10 pointer, but you either get the points or you lose them in this one. We start with Duda. No, we start with Mac. It's Max's turn.
I want to start with Duda just so I can play off him.
We know what Max is going to do.
I don't even know who the quarterback's going to be for the Raiders this week. But 13.5 points, I'll take the Raiders for 4.
Just 4 confidence
I
points.
I trust Max Crosby to make a hurting.
There is no more dysfunctional organization than the Raiders. Well, maybe the Cowboys. But Kansas City does not cover spreads. 13.5, that is entirely too much. So I'm going to lay 6 confidence points on the Raiders to cover.
It's so hard to bet on the Raiders for anything.
It sure
is. But Kansas City, this game is always difficult to pick. Vegas, if you don't cover me here, I'm completely done with you forever. The Las Vegas Raiders for 7 confidence points. Jeff.
Yeah, I feel like I probably won't miss another game. So I've got some numbers, some big numbers to play around with. I can maybe get a little creative.
Just make the pick. Nobody cares what you think.
I do. I want to hear it.
And Patrick Mahomes was talking about we need a blowout. We just got to get 1. So this will be the 1. Kansas City for 9.
Duda, that is so not what you typically would pick.
No, it's not. And the problem is, I don't know, Aiden O'Connell possibly. Christmas last year, Vegas went in there, beat them. I got to think it's got to happen, and I'm thinking it's this game. I got KC for 10, and I don't do that very often.
That's a panic pick.
A panic pick.
That's a panic pick.
I am winning this by a landslide, and you think I have to
quite a landslide.
Yeah, you're panicking.
Landslide.
You're choking your guts. And it's fun to watch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you keep saying that every week, and you keep falling further and further behind.
Anthony, we always enjoy it. Thank you. Have a very good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all. Appreciate you.
All right.
Later, big fella.
Shockers play tomorrow at 11 o'clock against Minnesota down in Orlando. Minnesota, I don't think they're tremendously good, but they got a kid by the name of Dawson Garcia who's averaging 22 points and 8 rebounds per game, so they'll have to figure out a way to maybe impede him a little bit. Right now in college basketball, West Virginia has upended Gonzaga.
Really?
West Virginia, your team.
I don't mind their basketball program.
Who went there to coach?
Darian DeVries.
Yeah. That's a pretty big win for Darian.
Against
off the third-ranked Zags. Yeah, nice win. And later, starting here in just a few minutes, the championship game of the Maui Classic, Memphis and Auburn. I saw that Houston plays Notre Dame, wherever they're playing in their tournament. They play at 11:30 tonight. I will not make that.
Who did Houston play last night? Somebody good.
They got beat. Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, you and your family, and headed over to the godparents' house. And is that even close to being accurate?
Pretty close, yeah. It's good enough.
All right.
It works.
As long as I'm in the ballpark.
You're in the ballpark. You're in the ballpark.
Well, enjoy it. I know you you love the holiday.
Oh, I will. And same to you and everyone listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe out there and enjoy.
What do you have to say to the listeners?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Well, that sounded about as sincere as...
As when he talks to us?
Yeah.
So it's kind of the norm.
We're certainly very thankful for your listenership.
Notice how he finishes your listenership. Exactly. You're even angry when you're thankful.
Thanks, everybody.
It's awesome that you take the time to listen to our show. And despite what you just heard from Jeff, we are thankful.
Well, of course we are.
We are.
And we'll be back here on Monday. By the way, Monday, we will be celebrating our 9th year on the air. Actually, we started 9 years from Sunday on December 1st, 2015. That was our very first show, the Bob and Jeff Show. And 9 years later, can you imagine it?
How has it still been on?
I don't know. Somebody's not paying attention.
They just don't have anything to fill this time slot, or how's it work?
Somebody's not manning the books. I don't know what they're doing. But here we are, day after day.
Are we going to make it 10?
I think 10 is a good jumping off point.
Call it good? Well, jumping off means starting. And that.
No, jumping off. I'm done. I'm jumping off. You jump on when you're starting. Explain something to him,
dude.
Yeah,
if I'm jumping off, I'm done. Jumping off.
And what a way to end it.
You're wrong.
Jumping off is when you're starting something. No, you
jumping
jump on.
Off point, the point from which something has begun. Idiots.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I can read anything. I can get my phone.
But while you're doing it, look up jumping off
point. Moron. That's what Jeff Lutz is.
Is that what it says?
Thanks.
Actually got a picture.
Cool.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We're sorry we had to end it on that note. We'll see you on Monday.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.